Texas is rising again. There's a rebellion that is happening in the South. And no, this is not the Confederate versus the Union. These are patriots who see the state of the Union at jeopardy and realize that if they do not step in, if they do not stand up, we could lose the Republic as we know it. The integrity of the elections is not just at stake. This is the future of our nation. And it's not just Texas who is standing on the line. There is over 100 Republican Congress people, as well as I think we're at 21 states now. If you are confused on what's happening with the election, about this lawsuit, as Texas and these states and congressmen join together, even with the president, perhaps, to try to ensure that future elections are secure, this is the show for you. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. As I always say, we have top budget. You know, this is good stuff. We have confetti. We have old VHS cameras in the back, and we have $7 sagging Christmas lights. That's the kind of stuff that networks give you, and I always boast about Blaze TV's extensive operating budget. I have an amazing guest in the studio today to help me unpack all of this. He is a speaker. He is a TEDx presenter. He is a show host. But most importantly, he is a child of the living God. He runs ministry. He helps fight sex trafficking, and he's just a brilliant mind. I want to welcome to the show Yaakov Boyens. The first time, thank you for coming on.
It's such an honor, Elijah Schaefer. And here we are. We are at Slightly Offensive, and that name couldn't be better because the truth will offend. The truth will offend. And here we are. You're talking about a topic here about Texas rising up again. And God bless Texas. I think there's a lot to be said here.
I do. Guys, and before we jump into that, I want to remind you, look, I've got a cup of coffee right now. I know that Yaakov has a cup of coffee. In fact,
Number three.
This is number three cup of coffee. We are all here, and I know that a lot of you guys want to start your day with the best cup of coffee in America. And I want to tell you something. There's this incredible coffee company called Black Rifle Coffee. This is a veteran-owned and veteran-operated business. This is really important to realize. They employ hundreds of veterans and their families ahead of the Christmas season. And the best way to support them, and also realize that this company donates, I don't know if you know this, they donate thousands of bags of coffee to frontline workers, healthcare workers, police officers. I mean, this is a company that really looks out for veterans, looks out for the people putting their life on the line. But guys, if you go to blackriflecoffee.com/Elijah, you'll get this page that'll pop up. You can find not only clothing, get yourself a Black Rifle t-shirt, you can get your Freedom Roast, and you can get any type you want. Anyway, what they have is they have, we're drinking single serve coffee.
Yeah.
So you can get single serve coffee rounds for your Keurig. You can get whole bean if you want to do your own, you know, you're fancy and you want to grind it yourself and spend that extra energy, you do you. But for most of us, they already have it pre-ground. They also have canned coffee. I prefer with espresso. But most importantly, if you check this out, this is the coffee club. Guys, if you go there right now to blackriflecoffee.com/Elijah, not only do you get 20% off your first order, but if you join this, you get a limited free edition mug and you get whatever you want shipped to your home or office. Every single month, you don't have to put on your stupid mask and go into the store and pick out your coffee. This is the place to get it. Anyway, go to blackriflecoffee.com/Elijah and pick up your coffee today. Okay, so let's jump right into this. So we know that there is this massive lawsuit taking place from the Texas Attorney General.
Yeah.
And as we speak, people are confused about what's happening. But before we break down even what's going on, breaking news came out today. Absolutely insane information. As these states sue to ensure the integrity of the elections, what do we have? This article that pops up here from KVUE ABC, which says specifically that the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which we've seen is not immune to corruption, subpoenas Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton amid whistleblower allegations that he was involved in bribery and committed crimes, including the abuse of his office with an associate. But you know this man.
Yeah. Yeah, Ken Paxton, Attorney General Ken Paxton, number one, is an attorney general that has taken the lead in many things. But in our case, he's helped us fight sex trafficking, and he's done incredible work with Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor, and Greg Abbott, the governor. But Ken Paxton is the real deal in the fight against sex trafficking. Now, I heard along the lines here that some people in his camp were not happy with some of the stances he takes when he goes to the front line on things like sex trafficking and creates an office in the governor's office, and that they've been rising up against him. So I've heard this coming, and there was talk that this day would come when the FBI would subpoena. So I think a couple things are happening here. My experience with Ken Paxton is as authentic as they can be. Everything this man said he would do for us in the state of Texas and set an example fighting pedophiles, traffickers, he's gone above and beyond. I mean, he's even fought the state at times saying he wants to litigate some of these cases himself as an attorney general, and they blocked him. So there's many inside the camp in Texas, at in the Capitol, that are fighting this guy, and that I think would like to see him go. And so I think this is a takedown attempt. It's to silence him because, remember, he's also the attorney general that's the first to file this new lawsuit against the blue states and saying, hey, we got to preserve fair election in this country. And it's Texas that led. It's Ken Paxton that led. So this is a guy with a target on his back because I have historically seen him take down evil.
And let's talk about this. So for those of you guys that aren't aware of what's going on, I know you guys don't like it when I bring up articles from CNN, but I think it's very important for the integrity of a show to not only use a variety of resources, but for criticisms that we often get for being biased or using biased sources. While I would agree that using CNN is definitely using a biased source, I think it's nice for the liberal opposition to let them know that we will use their sources and we'll take their word sometimes. Well, this article, to give an update, is called Explaining the Supreme Court Lawsuit from Texas and Trump Challenging Biden's Win. There's Cuomo there. Wonderful actor. He deserves an Emmy as well.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Like his brother.
Yeah, just like his brother. Yeah. So let's read a little bit about this. So for those of you that are not aware, although all 50 states have certified their election results and the Supreme Court swiftly rejected an emergency request from Pennsylvania Republicans to block election results in the Commonwealth, the justices are now grappling with a new controversial bid from Texas, supported by President Donald Trump. Well, I think it's actually now 21 other Republican states. This is how quickly this updates, guys. This was last night. So who is suing? So Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed the lawsuit Tuesday. The president on Wednesday filed a motion to intervene, basically a request to join the lawsuit. So here's what they say Republicans want. They say essentially to swing the election to Trump, which is true, but that's not really accurate. They're not trying to swing the election.
It's not by coercing or bribery or by nefarious activity to swing the election. Obviously, the Republicans want Trump in the White House. So do I. So do you. It's just about getting back to saying, hey, fair election. I mean, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The way they're spinning it,
that like this is like a coup to try to get Trump in. That's not what it is. Let's actually see what they're talking about. So they're asking for the court to block the electors. Remember, guys, if you're not very educated on this stuff, we have an electoral college. That means that even though we're a republic, we elect representatives to sort of write legislation and law. There is this system set in place, the electoral college, which also secures our country from being dominated and ruled by just a few select coastal locations. This gives representation of states to then select where their votes go and which candidate they back. But they are trying to block the electors from Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, pushing Biden back under the 270 total win. And the reason why they're doing this, they say, is there a precedent? No. But let's talk about this precedent. Okay, so Paxton, the attorney general, is saying that these states did not follow their own election guidelines, their own laws, I would say, in many cases.
Yeah.
And what they did is similar to what we saw during the Gore Bush presidency, where Gore was trying to fix the election. I know it was a very close election, and he wanted to let certain counties in Florida decide how they were going to count the votes. And I remember that the governor of Florida said, no, if we're going to count votes, everybody's got to be and hold themselves to the same guidelines, to the same rules, or else we can end up with confusion and possibly corruption. And what we saw in these four states is that counties and cities and even just places of voting ran under different guidelines of when there was a confused ballot or there was an incomplete ballot of how they would designate where those votes would go. And so these states were running rogue, and the attorney general is saying, we will not live in a republic where people like us in Texas are held to a high standard of efficacy to ensure that the integrity of the elections are strong, while other states in the union are walking around allowing corruption to breed forth because we are only as strong as our weakest link.
Yeah, look, imagine if it was a free-for-all and every state could just county by county make their laws. But wait a second, Elijah, that is what happened. I want you to look into the Amistad Project, Phil Klein. The Amistad Project is the third team of litigators. You got Jenna Ellis, Rudy Giuliani, know both of them, amazing people. Then you've got Sidney Powell, amazing lawyer. Then you've got the Amistad Project. And the Amistad Project is uncovering Mark Zuckerberg's influence on a county level. Spent $400 million into what's called Zuckerboxes. And here's what they did. 14 months ago, way before the election, they went county to county to county judges, the left, right? And they had what's called friendly civil suits. And they went in on a friendly level and coerced and worked with local judges and said, we should, in this county, allow these conditions to take precedent. And so county to county, they changed how the electoral process would take place. And they won these small little battles and suits way before the election. They play a smart long game. It's a twisted game, but that's exactly what they did. Because how do you create chaos? You create confusion. And so if you can, in one state, say, this county is different from that county, this is how we're going to count the ballots within the same state, right? Within the same legislature, mm-hmm. right? You create massive confusion. And so what Kent Paxton is saying, wait a minute, we're playing by our state laws. And now 21 other states are saying, and I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow it's more, we're playing by laws and you guys went rogue and you just made deals, you know, inner deals with county judges. There's talk that some of these judges are on the payroll for Zuckerberg. I mean, there's bad things coming out.
And this is what's so crazy. There was this crazy man. I don't know if you ever heard of a man who said this. He said, we are supposed to lead society. If we react to what's happening, we're late. I don't know if you know who that man is.
I think I said that.
Yeah, that's what you said. So, you know, this is an incredible quote. You said, we're supposed to lead a society. And I think that what was making people really angry during this election was because we were seeing corruption. And I know that we can't say there was widespread fraud or we can't say any of these things on YouTube now. I'm surprised that these new laws on YouTube that prevent us from criticizing the way an election was handled somehow weren't in place during the last election when Russiagate and all the conspiracy theories came out about the collusion and the interjection. Now, when they're attempting to silence conservatives, I think that, you know, these 75 million Americans were feeling like we've been failed by our leaders. Why do we live in Texas if we're retreating? We feel like we're in retreat. Well, now we got to stick to our states. It's like, no, we're not going to live like we can only operate in Florida and Texas and South Dakota. If we are a union, if we are together, we've got to make sure that we don't look at each other as enemies. Sure. I may not want to live in Philadelphia. I may not want to live in Chicago. That's completely fine. But I shouldn't be afraid to go to Illinois. I shouldn't be afraid to go to Pennsylvania. I shouldn't be afraid that if I had to move there for work, that I would feel like my rights are no longer respected.
The unalienable rights, the reason as a nation we said we have to become the United States. Let's go back to that reason. Let's go back to what we fought for to get to a place. And why did we fight for it to be the United States? Mm. And they want to abandon that. They don't want us to remember that. And states like Texas, Ken Paxton, and these other states, to be honest, and I want to throw out a caution here for Governor DeWine from Ohio. You're starting to look like a wolf in sheep's clothing here, because all the conservative states are saying, hey, we need to get back to, hey, we are the United States. And you're right. When you travel to Illinois, maybe they don't have your politics, but you should not be in fear of, like, hey, my rights as an American citizen. I'm an immigrant. I'm a legal immigrant. I'm a citizen. I shouldn't, as an American, feel threatened in Florida differently than Texas or California. And then something is amiss. Something's wrong, you know?
But we have gotten to that point. And I think that's important to realize. If you see this article by Forbes here, if we can bring this up, Savannah. Savannah just got her, you got your tonsils removed? She's not on camera. I know you guys would like to see her, but we did bring back on, I will say, even though Gaston, the president of the company, tells me, don't bring on this mascot. It cheapens your show. But I will tell you, people say that we're too not diverse enough. So whenever we have two white people on the show, we bring.
Hey, I'm an African American technically.
Okay. So we'll take her off. That's Madison, but we always try to bring diversity in the show. I'm saying this is the kind of ridiculousness. I'm from California. I always bring this on as a joke because I go, you know, California's lost its mind. And this is where we see this insane article from Forbes that I'm sure Madison would back up. These are our great diversity champions. It says, cacophony of bogus claims. Over 25 states and territories slam Texas Supreme Court lawsuit to overturn election. So what we've seen here is we have about 21 states backing this case. We have about 25 states and territories. They exaggerate it because they include like Washington, D.C. and places that are not actually states, don't have these rights. By the way, can I say that this is what's so crazy? Listen to this. More than 25 states and U.S. territories blasted Texas's plea for the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the presidential election results in a court briefing Thursday, including the four battleground states targeted by the lawsuit, after more than a dozen GOP-led states and President Donald Trump backed the long-shot lawsuit, which experts say is far-fetched. Now, if you go down to here, let me see if I can find it. Okay, yes, here we go. This is where I think is where we get down to this. And I don't want to get conspiratorial, but the deep state is real. Did you see that recent video from the University of Beijing that they made a video about the deep state in America? Like it was an educational video. And the professor, this is so crazy. And I'm not into believing Chinese propaganda, but he was explaining historically like what they believe the deep state is from China. Okay. And it was fascinating. He says, you know, from what we understand is that there are mid-level, not senior level, but mid-level bureaucrats that are implanted and are working in government agencies that are employed and often working beyond administrations and elected officials.
I believe that 100%.
Yeah, and they work together and really believe that they hold the power. He calls it over American power and capitalism. And so they feel more powerful than elected leaders because elected leaders have to fight and they come in and out. But these bureaucrats stay.
They stay.
And that's why they hated Donald Trump. And it's interesting, they go, because they thought that they really could control who gets in and out. But since he was an outsider and he came in, they put everything they could to try to make him look like he was evil and terrible. And it's so interesting to hear someone from Beijing, a professor, try to explain that. But we already know that.
We know that. But also, you look at students standing on a rooftop in Hong Kong with an American flag, and literally they say, America, be the America Hong Kong believes you to be. Think about that statement. It's like, hey, America, would you please be who we believe you are? Like the defender of freedom, the good guy, the one that will point out corruption and go after it, the one that is all actually about liberty and justice, you know? And so when another nation looks at you and say, hey, can you be, there's a reason we sang the anthem in our riots here in Hong Kong. We sang the U.S. anthem. Can you guys just remember who you are for a minute? You know, and that's riveting because it echoes around the world, and we're seeing that. Look, I'll say this to you about Donald Trump. They didn't make him, so they can't control him and they can't break him. If you didn't make it, you don't own it.
Right.
You can't break it. They didn't make, and they've made every president, left, right, center of the aisle, whether it's George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, to a degree. The tentacles have reached in. The organization have helped made him. That's why the Republican Party at first was so anti-Trump. And they wanted him to not win. But once he won, they had to get behind him. And then the second it looked like Biden was potentially going to take something here or try to steal it, they abandoned him. They abandoned the president. A lot of them did for a while there. It's because they're playing for their own positions. Elected officials play to stay in office. But there is a deep state behind the scenes that's embedded. That's there, that's tied to big money around the world, that's tied to international federal reserves. Over 60% of the federal reserves are controlled by families, private institutions, right? There's big things at play here. And I believe it's to dethrone the United States as the world's superpower. It's to bring her to her knees so that she's a subordinate, so that government can grow to epic proportions and the people become like China, where we say, please, right, Mr. Government, can I have bread today?
Right. And this is why I think I have evidence, just evidence enough, even just through this investigation, of showing that the opposition to this lawsuit is actually being led by the deep state. And I believe that we have that evidence. But before we jump into that, I want to remind you guys that it's so important. Look, I have computers here and here. You have your phone on you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You do a lot of work on it. Yeah. Guys, you know, we're talking about not just the deep state, but about internet providers. Individuals are looking to take your information, to use it, and to sell it to people who may not have your interest in mind, probably don't have your interest in mind. Not only that, but when you're at home or you're in your office or you're on your cell phone, not only do you not know where your information is going, but sometimes you also might find you can't access certain movies that are not available in your country, not available in your city. But I'm going to tell you something about a VPN. If you want to get the best protection possible on all of your devices and secure them from those who want to steal your information, go to expressvpn.com/offensive right now, and you can find out how to get 3 months free of a year subscription. If you go to expressvpn.com/offensive, you can find out how to protect every device in your pocket or on in your office or anywhere you have it. Now, this is important. They use this software called Trusted Server, which allows you to encrypt your information, bounce it around to secure locations around the world, so you cannot be tracked, you cannot be identified. You guys, this is not an incognito window. I'm not encouraging guys to, you know, look at porn while your mom's not home or whatever. This is saying, this is bigger than that. These are people who want to use and harm you by selling information to China, other countries. And guys, we can stop them now. We can get control of our privacy by going to expressvpn.com/offensive. Don't wait. Protect your devices today. Let's talk about this as we get into this. So let's go back into Forbes for a moment here. Forbes says this. This is a little caveat down here. 23 states and territories led by who? Washington, D.C. filed an amicus brief opposing Texas's arguments, which they said would upend a century's worth of the court's precedent, render unconstitutional routine and critical election administration, and supplant state sovereign power to structure their own systems of government. Okay, Ohio also filed its own amicus brief, which is not in support of either side of the litigation. but said that the state cannot support Texas's plea for relief, believing it would violate, not honor, the Elector's Clause of the U.S. Constitution. And then this is the critical quote. I love this quote. Texas has not suffered harm simply because it dislikes the results of the election. And nothing in the text, history, or structure of the Constitution supports Texas's view that it can dictate the manner in which four other states run their elections. Okay, stop there for a second. Yeah. Yes, they can.
Yeah, and it's not just Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not Texas saying, we suffered, oh, please, oh, woe is me. No, Texas is saying, our future, how will we ever trust the election process in the future ever again? How will Americans ever have trust? And now 21, give or take, states are saying, yeah, we dang well agree. We better protect. We better draw a line in the sand. But they'll spin this. Look, they accuse us and have accused the conservatives in this nation of everything they've been doing. They accuse of collusion, they're colluding. They accuse of corruption, they're accusing of, you know, this is unconstitutional. Exactly. What happened in this election was unconstitutional. There's things that happen in this election that has to be answered for. And I say this, put them on a witness stand and say, prove to me, Philadelphia, that there was no corruption. You prove it. You got to prove your innocence. Prove it. Prove that you didn't collude. Prove that all the ballots that showed up come from verified pickup locations with tracking devices, because all the verified ballot locations were tracked. You could actually track the driver record, the log, who drove the truck. Did the vehicle that bring it into the counting station actually come from in-state or out-of-state? Why is it that 130,000 ballots plus shows up in one time? You come prove to us where those things came from. Show us that you played by the rules, because what you're going to find is county to county, they talk about the state. Okay, the state, it didn't happen. County to county, it's like they made up rules as they went. And I'm telling you what you're going to find out there. There's some coercion. There's some force. There's some fraud, you know, going on individuals. And it's nefarious. So we have to investigate this for the American, for my children, for the children you don't even have yet, in the future, to be able to say, in this country, the law does actually apply.
But you know what scares me the most about these quotes and what's going on here is, it's like, number one, why is this counteraction against this investigation of voting being led by a district that has no rights to vote? That's fishy to me.
They believe they run the country.
That's my point. It's like
they believe they run the country. They believe you're an absolute infidel, quote unquote, right? If you live in Omaha, Nebraska, or in Dallas, Texas, you can't think for yourself, which is really what they want, Elijah. They want Americans to get to a place where we stop thinking. Don't think. Trust us. Trust Cuomo. Trust Chris and Andrew Cuomo. We'll tell you. Trust Newsom, right? But do as I say, not as I do. This is what they want. They want to make, and now Texas is saying, we're going to think for a second.
Yeah, and this is why I'm just glad to see the balls return to the poor little fixed dog, right? It's like we're reversing the surgery, and it's like the manliness of this country is coming back. And I say this pridefully, meaning yeah. It is the masculinity of this country has been lost.
Yep.
And it's about time that we get to a point where we look at the history of the United States. I mean, people shot each other. They hit each other. They beat each other with canes. They fist fought when they were trying to fight for the integrity of this country. We even had a civil war in this country trying to figure out who we were and what we would become. And we are at a pivotal moment today of who are we becoming? And this is where we get into this. This is why this makes me angry, is why are states saying that we should deny something that is trying to prove the integrity of an election? See, because the way that CNN spun it is the narrative they're trying to put is that they're trying to overturn an election, but that's not what this lawsuit is.
Not at all.
This lawsuit is to clarify and to bring an open door to look at everything so that actually, I think this is so that we can shut up the Stop the Steal people. I think this is even beneficial to the Democrats because we can just, I would start telling my audience, guys, stop going to these rallies. We investigated down to the core.
Absolutely.
And yes, there were some irregularities. Yes, we saw some fraud, but we did everything to the highest court. You've got to just admit that you lost. And if we lost because it was fair and we just lost, then so be it.
Then
God's the judge.
Then you lost, right? And so every American, Joe Biden himself, right, should say, let's make sure. Let's make sure we played by the rules. Let's make sure. You know, remember the Tom Brady deflate gate, you know?
Yes.
Remember that. They won a Super Bowl. Did they play by the rules? And then what did the NFL do? They investigated. Everybody Even Robert Kraft at the time said, okay, investigate. Let's go in. Tom Brady said, I'll play ball. Everybody in this country should say, let's make sure this was done right so that we can trust the process in the future. This is not to reverse steal. This is literally to say, let's do it right. But you brought up Ohio in February of this year when COVID hit, late February, early March. I was on the campus of Ohio State. I was doing a speech. Right? I was about to do a speech. 2 hours before I do this speech, Governor DeWine shut that state down. He was the first governor in the United States to recover, to shut a whole state down. We had kids leaving the college dorm room that day. Now here he goes again. And so we're also in this process, Elijah, seeing who's really going to walk the line saying, listen, these are the conservative Judeo-Christian values I stand for with their mouth, and then does it line up with the actions? And some of these guys, that it doesn't line up with the actions, you know? So it's interesting. This whole process is revealing a lot also about the conservative movement. It is. It's revealing a lot. It's revelatory. We should go through the process. We should let it all play out all the way through, and the truth will sit there, and then we can measure the truth.
Why are we afraid of investigation now?
Because they're afraid of truth, because maybe just in the back of their minds, they know.
They know something happened. And you know what? And I love the return of Texas. The spirit is rising again. Check this out. If we go to my screen, Savannah. By the way, guys, please pray for Savannah if you're a person of faith. And you know what? Even if you're not a person of faith and you just want to send her like positive energy or whatever you have, just know she's in a lot of pain and she's doing this drugged up and because she loves you guys. That's the kind of dedication she has for the show. And Yako, everyone that's here, we love you guys. We want to bring you the truth. So let me jump first into this. So this person from Irving, which is actually where our studios are at, has introduced this bill called HB 196. Have you heard about this one? No, this is the Castle Doctrine.
No.
So this is a Democrat. And so basically what she's done is it says, my bill, HB 196, my position on Texas Castle Doctrine, which is the right to defend
your
home.
Yes, I did hear about this. And I have something to say. Keep going.
Yeah, this
keep
is
going.
Crazy.
Keep going.
Has been misrepresented in the news as of late. It does not repeal the Castle Doctrine. It does not restrict homeowners from using firearms in self-defense as applicable to current Texas stand your ground laws. What my bill will do, if passed, would require a homeowner to exhaust the potential of safely retreating into their habitation before using deadly force in defense of themselves or their property. I filed this bill because the Castle Doctrine, as it currently exhibits, emboldens, I don't know where her other thing is. What I was going to say is, before I read Greg Abbott's response, I did read this bill myself. And what it does is it seeks to take away the right to stand your ground in your own property and use deadly force when people are breaking in, basically to exhaust all resources. I've been a victim of somebody who's broken into my house. I was
Same
in
here.
The middle of home invasion. Are you from South Africa? Maybe it was in South Africa.
Well, in South Africa, this is what happened. They toppled our statues, they changed the history, they changed the flag, they changed the national anthem. Some things needed to change because of apartheid, but you know what they did next? The law in South Africa today, you cannot shoot a guy in your own house. He has to fire his firearm first. There are so many cases of people who defended themselves because they changed this very, South African law, British law, and US law is very similar. This literally is already in effect in South Africa, has been for over a decade, right? You cannot defend yourself in your own home until violent force was used. It does not work. This is catastrophic.
Sense.
This is anti-American. This is against who we are, right? But why? They can't take the Second Amendment by just going straight after the Second Amendment, Elijah. They can't. They've tried. They've tried really hard. You know, the buyback program and Beto, and they've tested. They can't. So they're going to come around the corner with all these kind of things, restricting your access, restricting your rights. Retreat in your own home. Go into your safe room. Let them take the kitchen. Don't fight back. This is what they're saying in South Africa. Let them take the televisions. Let them just retreat, retreat, retreat. They're constantly asking the conservatives in this country to retreat. Life in the womb doesn't add value. You should retreat. You know, marriage is not a matter. You should retreat. There's not two genders. Retreat. They're constantly asking us within the realm of the law to retreat. And we're saying, no more retreat. No more retreat. Line in the sand.
Yeah, this is war.
That's it.
This is war. And I want to declare, we will declare war in a moment here, because I want to say this. Greg Abbott, this is weird. Even though I don't believe we are a nation that needs strong leaders to encourage us, I think we are a bottom-up society. I think that we were built to where strong individuals create this upward momentum to as we build families and societies and cities and states. That's what we as Americans stand for. That's why we're different than a lot of countries, because we don't look for a strong governor to encourage us to be strong.
Right.
We become the next strong governor.
Not a dictatorship. Yeah.
Right. But Abbott said this, I'm glad Abbott, after getting it wrong in the beginning, which I give every man grace to get things wrong, and I did oppose his position on coronavirus initially, though he has woken up and he said, let me be clear, this is where we need real men in our country that say these kinds of words, not, you know, fancy talk and exactly. Weird political language. Let me be clear. The Castle Doctrine, this idea of a man or a woman having the right to defend themselves and the property that they own in this country, and I'm clarifying what that means, to stand their ground and to defend the things not only that they own, but on their liberties and their potential safety, will not be reduced, period.
That's it.
We won't force Texas homeowners to retreat, especially with the crazy defund the police ideas. Homeowners need to protect themselves now more than ever. We will protect Second Amendment rights. End of story. That is the spirit of Texas, from the attorney general to the governor. Why is this suddenly changing from the fact that, you know, we're shut down, we had masks, and we were like just a part of the system, and now all of a sudden Texas is like, let's wage a war. Why now?
Because when you back a dog into a corner, at some point, the dog is going to return to its natural condition, what it was made to do. It's going to defend itself. And our default position in Texas, which is still why we're a state where our flag flies the same height as the U.S. flag. Our default position in Texas is we stand. That's our default. We've drifted from that at times, and now we're backed into a corner here. And what you're seeing now is people going, finally, enough is enough. Try to play nice. Try to be cordial. Try to extend, you know, the grace and the mercy that I have to according to the word that I believe. But it's also a strong word in the word of God saying, it's time to pick up your sword. It's time to pick up your sword, it's time to put on the armor and go take back territory. And you're seeing us return to our default state, what we fought for in the past. You know, you can't walk through, you know, this is so ironic to me. I said to people, the civil rights movement, I said, all that fight to be free, all that fight to be really free, Rosa Parks, you know, Martin Luther King, the fight for women to vote, even in the LGBT movement, if the argument, freedom, and now you want to give it up? Now you want to give it up to the government?
Right.
Oh, defund the police. Now, technically, if you say defund the police, then you should allow me to arm myself more. No. Defund the police and retreat in your home. Heck no.
Yeah.
Not happening.
It's just like the same thing with this investigation. You're going, well, you want us to, you know, spend millions of dollars and years to investigate foreign interference. Why don't we also look at the realization of foreign and domestic? And you don't have to know the domestic enemies exist, because I don't know if you saw this, but we're going to open up this article here from Politico, who had just said last year that, you know, all of these allegations of Hunter Biden being involved in corruption were essentially just a foreign disinformation campaign. And I'm going to explain to you how I think we're going to look at how the media is misrepresenting this and why we can't trust them. But before we jump into that specifically, I want to remind you guys that these are dangerous times, just like with the stand your ground, specifically laws. Not all states have them. And not all of us own guns. Not all of us are in positions where we can carry them everywhere, which is why our first line of defense for many of us is that if we are wounded, not just by a gunshot or a stab wound, but maybe you work in a serious job, like on the field, you're a lineman, maybe you work in construction, injury is real for all of us. And you've got to own something that can allow you to treat yourself properly, because you know it takes 37 minutes for EMS often to arrive in many situations. Absolutely. And guys, you have 5 liters of blood, 5 liters. It only takes 49 seconds approximately to lose half that and go unconscious. And if you go unconscious, you can die, which is why you've got to have your first line of defense. I'm going to tell you guys, there is an American-made, 100% of the USA, top-of-the-line medical kit and trauma kit. This is not just your little kit from Amazon. This is involves over 27 pieces or 28 essential components, including a tourniquet, trauma wound, gauze, clotting agents, etc. This is called a Bear Fact. It's a Bear First Aid Kit. You can go to refugemedical.com. That's refugemedical.com. Use my code OFFENSIVE to get 15% off your first order. This is not just an ad. I'm going to tell you guys, this is very important because of the brands that we work with, the companies that we deal with. This is not even part of the ad. These guys were so real, you guys, so amazing. They drove 4 hours from Oklahoma, 4 hours, three of them, to Alex, TJ, and his daughter was a minor. I'm not going to say her name on air, but they drove and they trained Sav and I how to self-treat gunshot wounds, stab wounds. They're giving us another week of training. They're teaching us MMA, hand-to-hand combat. This is all free of charge.
Connect me with these guys. This kit is essential. Essential. Why? We're living in a world now where you want to trust on government and government institutions less and less. power back to the people. And power means power to defend yourself, power to feed yourself, and power to treat yourself, especially in that emergency situation. And this is an look, I'm not even, I'm just going to endorse it with you. And say, like, this is, go, get it.
I'm sending out part get of that. I'm just saying this company is so amazing, meaning they care about you and they care about us. And that's why I wanted to bring them on the show, because the fact that they would take time out of their week, drive, you know, four hours back, and they want to give us free training and aid. Guys, they care about you, your health, your safety. Please go to refugemedical.com. Use my code OFFENSIVE. Get this kit. Leave it in your car. Get one for your office. Get one for your family. It's very important. I'm not going to give this long of an ad for this all the time. But guys, I'm really telling you that this is, when it comes to coffee, guns, safe first aid kits, protection, you can't beat it. Please check it out. Let's jump into this story, though, today from Politico. So this corruption that we saw, this was the narrative that we heard about Hunter Biden before we read this. Let's play this video to see how the narrative has changed from the media.
There is so much speculation out there, and there is zero evidence that Hunter Biden or Joe Biden did anything wrong here.
We should note, again, you and I have said this in the air many times, there is no evidence that Joe Biden was, you know, involved in any wrongdoing.
Of course, I want to note that there is no evidence that Joe Biden or Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
I just want to reiterate.
And let's be clear for the viewers.
There is no evidence Biden did anything wrong.
I'll note again, because it's important.
There is no, I repeat, no.
There is no evidence that either Biden did anything illegal.
There's been no evidence. There was no evidence.
There's no evidence.
There is no evidence.
There is not an iota of evidence.
No evidence Biden did anything wrong.
There's really
no evidence
that Joe Biden
did anything wrong.
Nobody's ever accused there's no
evidence whatsoever that Joe Biden did anything wrong.
Got that? Joe Biden did nothing wrong.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong.
Here's the new evidence. I'm coming to this.
Biden's now. Secret Listen. Emails.
A really fishy story.
The Post claimed that the emails were found on a laptop computer that was brought to a repair shop in Delaware in the spring of 2019.
You gotta love
the FBI
this is comedy.
Is now investigating whether those alleged Hunter Biden emails are actually connected to a larger foreign intelligence operation.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence operation.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
The information found on the laptop may be part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
Part of a Russian disinformation.
All right, we can cut the video. We can cut the video.
By many intelligence experts. Right.
Okay, but that's as plain.
Yeah.
My point being is that the media, who's trying to tell us, you know, that this is bogus with Texas, that we shouldn't trust them. We shouldn't trust Texas. We shouldn't trust these conservative states. They're propagandists. This is Russian disinformation. Are now being confronted with their own BS in the fact that as every day we progress, we find out more and more, not only with the election, but with pretty much every bombshell and major story in this country, that what we've been fed, what we've been given is a throne of lies. And that what's happening is that I believe that God is bringing to light the darkness that has so been creeping under us. And I think that even though the deep state, these people that I believe are satanic, I believe they're of the
devil. Demonic. It's demonic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're being exposed, where the narrative is changing so fast that the world doesn't even know how to cover their own tracks anymore.
They can't. We can't. They're wrapped in so many lies. They don't remember who they lied to. What does a puppet do? A puppet does whatever its master tells it to do. You just highlighted, 15 or 20 puppets. You saw puppets dance when the canary was singing. That's what you're saying. And over and over. Funny enough, no evidence of Russia collusion with President Trump. They had no evidence, right? And now they're the ones that are saying no evidence. You know why there's no evidence? Because you won't investigate it. They don't. Now all of a sudden it's a new story to clickbait to bring him in. And then we get the laptop and then it fizzles. I say go after Hunter. We've said it for months. I wanted to go after Hunter on the sex trafficking issues, okay, personally, because that's what we fight.
Do we have confirmation that was a minor in the pictures with him, it was in a sexually compromising position? I think he said it was his niece, right?
There's emails and tweets from family members saying, hey, please stop doing this. When you're high, do video chat. But it's not just that. It's the minors that were involved in his activity foreign that was found on his laptop. And you can't say, well, because it's an Asian girl that's 14 years old and this is happening in a different country, he's an American citizen. We have laws here. Here you don't rape children. Here you don't sexually abuse children, the pedophiles we fight, you know, every day. So if there's any trace that you're doing that, it has to be investigated. Then comes the questions, why did the FBI sit on it for so long? Why are we not seeing, you know, us going full force after it? Now they're going to go after other corruption. And all of a sudden, you know, you don't hear anything about Ghislaine Maxwell. That's just drifting, which I would argue her court case was postponed 12 months because they were hoping that Biden would win the election. And if he, in fact, becomes president, I think you hear almost nothing from Maxwell again in the future, It'll fizzle. You hear nothing from Biden and anything related to prostitutes, trafficking, money being wired back and forth. You know, you will just not hear anything about it because they don't care about that. It's a mechanism through which they control society, and they will cover their own tracks. But as you said, there's so many tracks to cover. They're stumbling over one another at the moment, and the truth is coming out.
And that's why, look, let's talk about this for a moment, how this ties back to the Texas thing. Because an update on Joe Biden, I think I can zoom in on this a little bit better. There you go. It says, in addition to Delaware, the Securities Fraud Unit in Southern District of New York is scrutinizing Hunter Biden's finances, according to a person with direct knowledge of the investigation. The person said that as early as last year, investigators in Delaware and Washington were also probing potential money laundering in Hunter Biden's foreign ties. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because they are not authorized to discuss the matter. Now, when you go into this, it says that there's no indication that Joe Biden himself is under investigation, but if the cases remain open when Joe Biden takes office, they could complicate his presidency by shining light and flattering light on his relatives' dealings. Now, it's taking a quote here. It says, I take this matter very seriously, but I'm confident that a professional and objective review of these matters will demonstrate that I handled my affairs legally and appropriately, according with the benefit of professional tax advisors. Now, what's interesting is that this is where we get juicy. It says that the Biden-Harris transition, which had previously denied, as we saw before, they denied any awareness of federal probes into Hunter Biden's business dealings, right? Oh, no awareness. This is what always everyone says. We do not see any fraud, any irregularities. We have not seen any issues with Hunter Biden's taxes. I mean, if they're going to lie about some one man's taxes, they can carry that to an entire country. If they can get you to miss the mark here, where else can they manipulate you? It says, but now they're striking a defensive note in a statement accompanying Hunter's, saying President-elect Biden is deeply proud of his son, who has fought through difficult challenges, including the vicious personal attacks of recent months, only to emerge strong. Okay, stopping here. These were not personal attacks on your son. Now, I don't believe in revenge porn. I think people that were nasty that were just like putting his naked.
Then we're no better, right? Yes. And you can't. You got to take the moral high ground, the true high ground, but you got to go after truth, though. And you have to expose when it's there. And this is not a personal attack. This is not about just because someone doesn't like his hairstyle or his history.
Yeah, maybe he had an affair and it was just personal matter, and we're trying to blast him for it.
Not at all.
This was like, he might have had drug use. This was like severe drug addiction. He had criminal possible.
There's funds wired back and forth, right? From Russia, from before the former mayor's wife, who's tied to prostitution rings, to traffic. There's things here to look into. Not because he is Hunter Biden by name or the former vice president's son, because of the activities. Because of things that happened, you have to investigate.
Well, and you know, and this is where I think I sit here, honestly, Yakko. I sit here and I see the way that the media portrays this. And I think this is where a lot of people feel defeated, because you read this and it almost feels like, well, we're talking about bombshell releases that Hunter Biden is clearly involved in criminal activity that's under investigation from the national level to the international level to the personal and moral level. Yeah. I mean, this is a person who's messed up. There's no way that a father who's this close to his son isn't aware of some of this stuff. I'm not implicating Joe Biden in this. I am just saying—
We don't know, but we have to look.
But Joe Biden said that he didn't know anything, and now it's coming to light that now they're saying they did. So we did catch Biden's transition team in a lie, okay? So it makes me wonder what else they're doing. But you read this piece from Politico, it backs them up, and it basically still says, oh, these were just personal attacks. It doesn't present the situation clearly, which is why people need to support the show. Reminding you guys— This is why when you guys go to blazetv.com/Elijah, it is an easy way to support the show. You sign up for a subscription. I really encourage you guys. It's censorship free. You know, you're on there. We cannot guarantee that this YouTube channel, your stuff will stay online. Yeah. I don't know where the country's going. I don't know how much we're going to win these fights, but go to blazetv.com/Elijah. Get a subscription. It's the easiest way to help. I also want to remind you that, you know, please, if you make it this far in the podcast, you are a loyal listener. And because of that, a really quick and free way to just say, hey, I'm with you, Elijah. I support you, Yakko. I'm with you. Go to Apple Podcasts in that link. Leave a 5-star review. Support us. Let the big tech censors know that you are with us. Subscribe to the audio only, because it's very hard to get deleted off audio.
Yeah.
And so this is one of our Blaze TV and audio are our best ways to fight
censorship.
Subscribe
to Blaze to make sure you get it. Because they don't control Blaze, right? Subscribe to Blaze and support Elijah. 5 stars for Elijah, not just because of today's show, but 5 stars. Let the big tech guys know you, the viewer, have a voice. This is way the viewer says, hey, I want to control what I watch. I'm saying I like this kind of content. And that's
the
way
they don't
do
want
it.
You to know. And you know, and this is what I'm going to say. I think this is really good. I was reading 1 John 15:18-20. And it says this, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. And if you were of the world would love its own. Because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And if they had kept my word, they will keep yours also. But they didn't. Meaning, yep. This is a spiritual battle. And I kind of want to bring this full swing here. We are in a spiritual battle. And if you're watching or listening and you are an atheist, that is okay. Because I used to be agnostic. Not everyone who is a Christian now, or you don't need to be a Christian to watch the show, because the truth is the truth no matter where your slant goes. Also, if you're not a Christian or you've been far away from God, I want to remind you, I need you guys to wake up and realize, I don't care if I sound insane, we are in a spiritual battle. Question. And you cannot talk about this without the truth. If you feel like this is orchestrated by something greater, if you feel like this is something magic, crystals are not going to help you, you know, seances, your positive energy is not what's going to battle us forward. What is going to bring us forward is men of God, men and women of God, who see that the reason why it feels like we are being discriminated against, why this is a dishonest election, why these way that, you know, Trump's kids get treated a different way than Biden's kids, it's because it's true. We are discriminated against. We are treated wrong. Why? Because we are not following the ways of the world. That's why I was going to say, if you were an atheist and you wonder, well, I'm an atheist, why does this matter to me? Because I'm letting you know the reason why you, even as an atheist, are getting treated and discriminated against is because you are aligning yourself with the will of God and the people of God, even if you don't realize it or know it, to fight evil.
Because you're standing behind truth. Truth will set you free, but they will come against you. Scripture also says, be aware of all men speak good of you. Because that means you're just here to appease man, and we're not here to appease man. We are here to fall into line with the word of God. The Ezekiel 33 guys, the watchmen on the wall, have to stand up. And that means look inward, look at yourself, look at where you can be better, look at where you can repent, and where you can contribute to society. The only reason you woke up this morning, Elijah, I woke up this morning, the only reason is to make others' lives better, to enhance the lives of others. And by that, we can stand on truth. And yes, the Constitution is drafted from the Word of God, but you're making a bold statement, which is absolutely true. There's a spiritual battle raging at the moment. Why are they so after truth? Because the truth sets people free. Why is everything fluid today? Why do they want, 3,000 genders? Why do they want to change language? It's not prostitution, it's sex work. They want to thwart truth because truth sets people free. It hurts sometimes. He says, be salt and light. You rub salt into a wound, it stinks. It stinks like heck, but it heals. And we need to let truth stand for itself, and the absolute truth, and there is absolute truth, is the Word of God. Whether people believe it or not, one day the rocks will cry out. They'll see. But when you align with truth, freedom comes into your life. Relationships start healing. And yes, it's painful because you have to grow yourself. But we're now seeing men and women stand up again in this nation saying, no, we have to have a set of truth. Can't be fluid. It just can't be. And that's what I believe a Ken Paxton and a Texas and these other states are saying. Look, we're going to line up with the Constitution. But to say you're lining up with the Constitution, you're lining up with the founding fathers who said, we're going to draft the Constitution from the Word of God and say, come, we got to protect certain rights here. So ultimately, it's a spiritual battle. And if you don't engage at that level, you're missing the mark.
Right. And I want to say this too. I want to announce this. That's why I want to tell you, guys, we are at war. And the best way to start winning this war is two things. People say, well, what do I do? Number one, how are you going to wage a outward battle? How are you going to save a country when you haven't even dealt with the greatest enemy, which is the flesh that dwells within you? Yep. Become the strongest person. Because by the way, they can abolish the Constitution. They can pax a court. They can create wars. But they cannot take the truth from out of your heart. And it's very important now, more than ever, to work on these things. In individual things, like if you're a man, probably the quickest areas of weakness, probably your sexuality, and possibly paired with money and anger. If you love money or you don't care about enough, get your finances in order. Start taking responsibility financially, being honest on your taxes, getting that together. Number two, if you're with anger, start controlling your emotions. Use that anger for righteousness. Use that aggression. Use that to fight battles that are important, to gain control of your emotions. Number three, with your sexuality. Guys, I know we all feel the weakness sometimes of the flesh in the body. Even some of you guys, it's not just heterosexuality. Some of you suffer with, your challenge of whether or not you believe homosexuality is right or wrong or whatever. But guys, I'm going to tell you, get control. God has designed us for a plan and a purpose in our lives. And I know it's hard. And the biggest issue in that is the pornography that I know is tempting because it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, if Visa and MasterCard, as you were pointing out, what did they just do to Pornhub?
Yesterday, Visa and MasterCard said we will and instructed all their affiliates, we will no longer process payment to Pornhub. But you have to understand, Pornhub is really a tube site. It's called tube sites, and that's free porn. And tube sites started with a company called Manwin, right? By a guy named Thielen, a tech giant, tech geek. And they bought all these porn production companies and said, porn should be free. Why do they make porn free? Because it's about selling advertising. They want to drive volume of eyeballs to free porn, and they sell advertising. So you're going to see Pornhub take a huge hit over the next 2-3 weeks because they can't process. American Express is already withdrawn. That didn't get a lot of press in the past, by the way. But now Visa and MasterCard said Pornhub's out. Now you're going to look at sites like OnlyFans. Look at OnlyFans. Nicki Minaj. You know, they're selling porn on there. And you pay $3. We just had another big influencers sell a $3, you know, video of herself and that said, no, you know, won't put my panties on, for instance, when she was an infant, right? And so this is happening on OnlyFans. These are all sites called tube sites that we fight every day. So yes, Pornhub is taking a hit, but they're going to pivot because Pornhub is owned by MindGeek in Canada, which is headquartered in Luxembourg. So to litigate these people is almost impossible.
Smart. They set it up for protection, knowing absolutely that it could happen. But a lot of the porno is made in Los Angeles. But I want to remind you guys, if you are struggling with any of that, even as women, there's a design and a purpose for you. And I don't care. Some of you guys, I know, look, I also respect your freedom of beliefs. I always tell you that some of you guys are pagan. Some of you guys are agnostic. That's okay. But remember, in this show, if I'm going to bring you the truth of politics and the truth of real life, I cannot separate that from the truth of what's also going on in the world. And if I'm somehow bringing you the truth and presenting to you these angles of politics, you're going, why does he bring the truth and the media doesn't? Maybe with this side, with what God designed you internally and spiritually, maybe there's some truth to that too. And I encourage you just to be open to it and to remember that even if you're, you know, no matter who you are, pornography, talk to someone about it. Get help, you know, discuss this, work on this. There are even online sites together and we can fight this together as a community, together with people and women. There are ways to fight this stuff too. But as we close out, we get into this, I want to remind you guys, if you guys want to support Yako, if you can pull the website up on my right here. Yeah, if you go to YakoBoyensMinistries.com, you can find out some of the most amazing stuff that he's done. I really encourage you to watch his TEDx presentation. I believe it's even, right here on the website. You can find the links in the description. You can see everything that he does. You've spoken at Trump rallies, right? Trump rally?
Yeah, in Illinois and then a lot of work with Turning Point, an amazing organization, and just conservative Judeo-Christian movements, churches, wherever. Look, it's about truth. And I want men to be set free. I want women to be set free. I want men to stand up and start leading society. And a real man asks for help. If you're in trouble, ask for help. There is help. People will rally around you. And if you're a church leader today, if you're a pastor and your guys in your church are afraid to come to you because they feel like you'll ostracize them, change your ways. Tackle these heavy issues. We got to stand with men that are willing to grow in our country because we need them. It's like drafting. We need soldiers right now to fight the spiritual battle. And it's hard to ask a guy to fight that is broken inside, that's wrestling on his own, that's on an island, that's addicted to porn or infidelity, whatever it is, or suicide, depression. And now I ask that guy, come on, dude, fight for the country. He's doing well enough just to make it through the day. So we've got to restore these men. And that's the work we do.
And
we,
they can be restored.
They can.
That's the message, absolutely, guys. Our country, our union can be restored, but it'll first be restored. Like I said, what you can do is by restoring yourself and then fighting and joining the fight together. But anyway, guys, check it out. Go ahead and let you know. You can find Yako Boyens. He has a show as well. You can find it on Instagram. If you guys are on Facebook as well. Yes. Sure. We'll put all those links in there. Anyway, my name is Elijah Schaefer. I'm the host of Slightly Offensive. My guest today was Yako Boyens. As you can see, if you like more of his stuff, please, I encourage you to check it out. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciated it. Thank you. Awesome, guys. As we close out this episode and we move into the future, please, again, support our sponsors. We had a Black Rifle Coffee Company, ExpressVPN, and Refuge Medical with the Bear Fact. All great products that you can check out. You can also subscribe censorship-free at blazetv.com/Elijah and leave us a 5-star review for Blaze TV and Slightly Offensive. We hope you have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.